Welcome. Here is your audio guide. We'll go on a tour to the most hidden and evocative corners of Bologna's historic centre, looking for the legendary Towered Forest. How dark is it? How many are these towers? While we're counting them, between a story and another, you'll be able to discover our city from a new point of view. Nose up. Have you got your map? It may help you during the tour. If you haven't, you can download it for free from www.bolognalaselvaturrita.it. If you need more time, you can pause your device whenever you want. If you have followed the instructions correctly, now you should be facing the human shape outlined on the panels round the two towers. You can start from here. Look up. On your right, you can see the Garisenda Tower. From this position, you can see its incline at best. Because of the ongoing restoration, at present you cannot see the plaque placed on the base. It quotes the 31st canto from the Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri. I read it for you. As the Garisenda Tower appears to look from under its leaning side when clouds pass over on the opposite direction it hangs in, so Antaeus looked to me while I watched him bending over, and at such a moment I wish that I had gone some other way. Right from the beginning, this tower disputed the leaning supremacy to its colleague in Pisa, so that in 1293 the Council of People deliberated its demolition. But let's start from the beginning. The Garisenda Tower is older than the Asinelli, and it is dated to around the last 20 years of the 11th century. The tower was soon damaged by the well-known subsidence, so that the builders could not reach the set height. Because of this, they decided to build the Asinelli Tower, completed in 1109, which reached 97 metres height, thanks to more modern building techniques. But let's go back to the Garisenda. Luckily, the municipality did not manage to gather 3,000 lire, the amount necessary to expropriate from the Garisenda family, of which it bears the name. Now, take a look at the top of the tower. On the southeastern side, the one in front of the Asinelli, you can see it is chipped. There, around 1350, there was a corridor, a wooden bridge 34 metres above the ground, which permitted to go from one tower to the other. To use the Garisenda wall as a support for the corridor, Giovanni d'Auleggio of the Visconti family, who at the time was the governor of Bologna, decided to reduce it by around 12 metres, so that he could keep watch on the area where you are right now, at the time called Mercato di Mezzo. The inhabitants of Bologna were delighted when one night, in 1398, a fire burned the whole of the Asinelli Tower, including the bridge. They hated the corridor because it was used and perceived as an observatory to check on them. However, immediately after this accident, authorities realised that it was necessary to consolidate the tower. A vault was built inside the tower, and a masonry platform replaced the wooden one. Now, walk towards the bookshop in Piazza Ravegnana, and with your back to it, take a look at the two towers from another perspective. Don't forget to use the pedestrian crossing and be careful. This as regards fires. But the Asinelli Tower was the victim of other disasters, like lightning bolts that on many occasions damaged it over the years, and each time required strengthening works. These difficult repairs were carried out from temporary platforms boldly attached to the scaffolding holes that you can see even now on the whole surface of the tower. Only in 1824 was the Asinelli Tower equipped with a lightning rod. Until then, it was protected only by the statue of St. Petronius, sculpted by Gabriele Brunelli in 1683, removed in 1871 and positioned back in the original place in 2001, and by the low relief of St. Michael Archangel carved by Nudi in 1727. Indeed, fortune has kissed our towers, survived even the Second World War bombs, when they'd become an obsessive target for German aviators. Providentially, None of them ever won this insane contest, even though a bomb actually hit and destroyed the buildings at the corner between Via San Vitale and Via Zamboni on the 25th of September 1943.